It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3 in stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos. Select styles only. Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3 in stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos. Select styles only.
Welcome to Meaningless Activity. Today we're talking about the Game Changer. Aquaman 2018, the sixth installment in the DC Extended Universe, directed by James Wan, and story by Geoff Johns, which is the reason it's so good. And it's the he's, you know, the story for Wonder Woman 84 is also Geoff Johns. Aquaman premiered on November 26, 2018 in London and released in a bunch of different versions of IMAX and Dolby 3D and everything else on December 21st in the US. The film has grossed over $1.1 billion worldwide, and it is officially the highest grossing DCEU film. And it is also the highest grossing film based on DC Comics character, surpassing The Dark Knight Rises. That is huge. That's why it is such a game changer. This is what we needed as DC Comics fans. This is what we expected. I did have my sister went and saw it, which is weird. Because she's not, you know... I mean, she has... kids, you know, younger boys, so maybe that's why she saw it. But she thought the movie was all over the place, was her Facebook post. I was like, all over the place. I saw her, we went down to see her, and I was like, what was your problem with the movie? And it was all over the place, you know, just too many stories going on at once. I was like, what are you talking about? They're giving you backstory. I mean, you know, the movie jumps all over the place. It goes to 1985 with his dad, and then it goes, you know, into current times, and it keeps jumping back to the past of either Atlantis or the past of, you know, Maine. And you need that. You need that context, especially in a comic book movie, for a character that is, you know, it's well known, but it's more negatively. I think Aquaman's more negatively well known than he's well known. Great casting. I mean, Jason Momoa kind of made the character the modern age that we needed Aquaman to be. Amber Heard as Mera did a great job and looked the part. I thought Willem Dafoe was an odd casting. It's weird when you know you're familiar with a DC character, right? Let's say you're familiar with Michael Keaton as Bruce Wayne, and then you go see Spider-Man Homecoming, you're like, Bruce Wayne's gone the other side. Willem Dafoe, or, you know, very notably as Green Goblin. He's on the other side. And we're seeing a lot of these, you know, 80s, 90s actors from comic book movies jumping to the competition. Michelle Pfeiffer, obviously, from Ant-Man and Wasp. But Nicole Kidman, you know, Chase Meridian from Batman Forever, keeping it DC, not going to the other side, you know, just going into a new generation. You know, I don't really like Nicole Kidman as an actress. I feel like she's kind of flat. But, you know, Atlanta, she did a good job, I guess, right? Her little, you know, shell version of herself when we meet her years later. And then the final climax, the return to Aquaman's dad. You know, it was good. It was good. It was good to see her in a role like that. But besides Aquaman himself, I mean, the real star of the show was Patrick Wilson as Ocean Master. It's what you need, okay? You don't need a giant CG monster, even though this movie did have one. they can't get away from it, you know? They just can't. Can't get away from the giant CG monsters. But yeah, Aquaman for me, visually, the music, even though new to me, new type of music, which was, what is it, Rupert Williams? Gregson Williams. Rupert Gregson Williams. He, you know, he also did Wonder Woman, which had good music. So, and also I saw the movie the day it came out, but I saw it on the Rumble seats. So, I don't know if that made it better or if it was distracting. I'm not 100% sure yet. I personally think it made it better. It added some inclusivity to it. And also some exclusivity, because I felt like not many people were watching it that way, which I thought was cool. I know that it was confirmed last month that they are making a sequel. Very, very early production, obviously. Not even a script has been written. They're trying to get James Wan back. It's weird. It was a weird director choice. But obviously it ended well. He directed Insidious, Furious 7. Not really something, not really the makings of a comic book movie director. But ends up being, you know, the 23rd highest grossing film of all time. So, obviously chose something, right? I think that if they do a sequel, I mean, they left plenty of holes open for Black Manta to return, more powerful. What a great character. You know, as long as we keep it going, you know, you just gotta keep this wheel going, you gotta keep having non-CG villains. I just really need DC to quit with the CG giant things. You know, the Leviathan is great. I don't know why everything taking place in the ocean feels the need to have a Kraken or a Leviathan or a giant aquatic something or other. But it definitely is it's a real issue with any kind of ocean-based film. Be it Pirates of the Caribbean, be it whatever. They always want to have some giant thing. Yeah, Carathan. His name, the Leviathan's name is Carathan. It's like, okay, what is this? Even Hotel Transylvania 3, they had a giant Guardian Leviathan of some kind. If you're going in the ocean, apparently it's a staple to have that kind of thing. Also, the little sea creatures in the trench, I don't know, I mean, they were kind of disturbing. You know, I took my kids to see it, right? Because the trailer, one of the trailers, after you know, reviews came out after the Amazon kind of pre-order ticket thing, pre-screening thing. You know, it said, a great family film. A great family film. That was a big quote that popped up. Great, it was like, great to see with the whole family. Something like that. I was like, oh, okay, all right. So it's not going to be like Justice League, where I can't take my kids to see it. Too much. There was just too much violence. But you know, they were, those are pretty scary, those things in the trench. Those are pretty scary. But I like seeing all the kingdoms, the ocean. I liked the different species of aquatic humanoids that were in the movie. The locations, I mean, we were in Sicily, we were in the Sahara, we were underwater, we were in Maine. We were just all over the place. And that's, I think that's a true journey film, right? Where you have to go on this journey to get to where you're going. The success that it received, and I'm looking forward to more of this new, modern, amazing Aquaman.
Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3 in stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos. Select styles only.
Can I get a drum roll, please? It's time for the best deal of the year on Xfinity. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. That's simple, easy, awesome. Click call or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Bundle. Put them together and save. When you bundle United Healthcare's medical plan with plans like dental and vision, you may save on health costs. That's the power of the bundle. Learn more at uhc.com/save-a-bundle. Insurance coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company or its affiliates. Administrative services provided by United Healthcare Services, Inc. or their affiliates. Health plan coverage provided by United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic, Inc. Benefits and bundling programs may not be available in all states or for all group sizes, and minimum participation requirements may apply. For costs and complete details, contact United Healthcare.
What is life? Life is about compromise and realizing you can't always get what you want.
Now you can always get what you want without compromise with the new Quattro Pizza from Little Caesars. With two slices each of cheese, pepperoni, sausage and pepperoni, and sausage and prosciutto, it's four tasty pizzas in one, all for just $7. Take that, compromise. How's it feel to get literally everything you want in one large Quattro Pizza, hot and ready every day from 4 to 8 at Little Caesars?
Pizza, 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 pizza.
Participating locations for a limited time plus tax. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.